Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I got me a Chrysler. Big as a whale. And it's about to set.
106.5 The End.
It's time to play our game that we call Concentration.
This is a game of
the game of Concentration.
This is the game of Concentration.
Oh, man. Okay, what happened there? Oh,
jeez. What happened there? Kevin, have you not been on the show for the last three months?
I started when he said it.
Well, there's a delay for me and Katie.
Oh, God. I got to calculate that in.
So Gavin and Katie are broadcasting from their homes, and intern Kevin and I are in the studio. So there is a little bit of a delay. So, listen, we normally play this. It's the game of Concentration is based on speed, right? And so with having a delay, it's going to be a little tricky. So bear with us. This is the first time we've played it with Gavin and Katie out of the studio. And
who knows if it'll even work?
Right. Yeah, we really have no idea. I have some topics. We'll go through them, and we can't hesitate or repeat any of the words in regards to the topic. We play for 5 minutes, and the person with the most points at the end of the 5 minutes is designated our winner today. Now, we normally have callers on. There's prizes involved. Today, we're playing for pride. Should we keep score for Concentration like we normally do with all the other ones just to
see? Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Well, keep score of me and Gavin's wins.
Watch out. Oh, I'm a college graduate now, so I know more things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you take Concentration 101?
No.
All right.
Didn't think so.
All right. Now, the order that we're going to go in, and I'd like to clarify this before we get the game started. We start with Gavin. We go to Kevin. And then Katie, and then back to Gavin.
So same order.
Kevin, go ahead and repeat that to everyone else.
Okay, I wrote it down. It goes Gavin, Kevin, then Katie, then back to Gavin.
Okay, one more time for the people in the cheap seats.
Gavin, Kevin, Katie, then back to Gavin.
All right, Gavin, Kevin, Katie, and then back to Gavin. All right, good. We got it all taken care of. So now, Kevin, there's no possible way you can blame you losing this game on not knowing what order people are going in, okay?
Okay.
All right, 5 minutes starts now. And these are a little tough today. We're starting with...
Oh, God.
Gavin. Okay, good job. All right, Gavin, you're starting this one off with actors who played Batman. Go.
Michael Keaton.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Wait, no.
Oh, man.
And DC was your thing.
Yeah, wow.
All right, Kevin's out.
All right, Kevin's out. Katie is starting this one off between Katie and Gavin. Brands of toothpaste. Go.
Crest.
Colgate. Oh.
Buzzer. That took too long.
Gavin, could you think of another one?
Nope.
Aquafresh.
Aquafresh.
Right.
Aquafresh.
What's the stuff old people use? Rain, you've dentures.
Sensodyne.
What do you use on your dentures? Sensodyne.
All right. Sensodyne. These are real teeth.
Sensodyne.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Kevin, you're going to start this one off.
Okay.
With large U.S. cities. Go.
Sacramento.
San Francisco.
New York.
New York City.
No.
Is it New York City a city?
Yes, I had just said that.
He had just said New York.
But he said New York, the
state.
No, but
he said New York.
Which is the state.
Okay.
People call New York City New York.
Oh, no, they don't.
Hold on.
I don't know about that.
Producer Jacob has to be the judge on this. And, so no to who? No to Kevin or no to Gavin? Gavin. No to Gavin. Okay, so Gavin. Gavin is out.
I mean, if you said Oklahoma, and then we were just supposed to know you meant Oklahoma City.
Great point.
Calls Oklahoma City Oklahoma.
Are you going to make Jacob lose 100 followers?
What does the New York City shirt say that everybody loves? I heart NYC or I heart NY?
It's NYC.
Okay.
It's not.
All right. So, Katie, it's between you and Kevin. You're starting this one off with cartoon characters. Go.
Bugs Bunny.
SpongeBob.
Daffy Duck.
Patrick Starr.
Mickey Mouse.
Krusty Krab.
Oh, that's not a character. That's a place.
I meant Mr. Krabs. God, that was my category. You were going to run out of Disney characters.
I seriously doubt that.
All right, everyone's back in on this one. Gavin, you're going to start this one off. Gender-neutral names. Go.
Pat.
Clyde.
Kyle.
No. Clyde. How many girls do you know named Clyde?
Yeah, name them. You know a girl named Clyde?
Yeah, Clyde Samantha Smith.
I don't believe him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This happens every time. I'm bad.
You have to say city afterward. Clyde City, or we don't know what gender you're talking about.
Clyde's. I'm looking this up. Yeah. Samantha.
Look it up on Facebook, I'm sure.
Smith.
You're right.
And.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nope,
nothing. Okay. All right, Kevin.
Oh, no. Yes, that is a person.
See? But that's not a gender-neutral name. Like, it's not a gender.
Right.
It's not a typical gender-neutral name like Pat would be, right?
Again, I go back to no.
Okay.
That's not a person.
Okay. All right. Katie, you're starting this one off between you and Gavin. Men's professional basketball teams. Go.
Sacramento Kings.
Celtics.
Knicks.
Lakers.
Pelicans.
Clippers.
Celtics.
Grizzlies.
Celtics already been said.
Already said Celtics.
Oh, yeah, I said that.
No one said Warriors?
Nope.
No one said Warriors.
I was going to get there.
Wow. All right. Everyone's back in on this one. Kevin, you're going to start this one off.
I hope I get a point this time.
U.S. presidents. Go.
Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington.
Donald Trump.
Thomas Jefferson.
James Madison.
Barack Obama.
Andrew Jackson.
James Monroe.
Bill Clinton.
USS Lee Grant. No. I have bad English. Don't get at me.
I'll give it to him. Katie, go ahead.
Okay. He threw me off a little bit here. James Madison.
Okay. George H.W. Bush.
Clinton. George Clinton.
I
meant Hillary
and George
Clinton.
George Clinton was the lead singer of the Funkadelics, not a president.
Right. He was a funk singer.
What is a Funkadelic?
You tell me. President George Clinton.
I meant Hillary Clinton or George W. Bush.
Okay. All right. Hillary Clinton would have still been wrong.
All right. Kevin's out. This is our final category between Katie and Gavin. Gavin, you're going to start this one off with animals that live in the cold. Go.
An Arctic fox.
Polar bear.
Wolves.
Killer whale.
Penguins.
Bunnies.
Bunnies?
Yeah.
There's no bunnies.
Okay. Oh my God, I'll give it to her because that's crazy.
It's a thing.
Yeah, snow bunnies?
Yeah.
Snow bunnies are what you call pretty girls on ski slopes.
No.
They're also actual bunnies.
They're also an animal.
Yeah, Google it. All right, Gavin has 2 points. Katie has 2.
Oh, look at that. Snow bunny. Noun, a young, attractive female skier.
No, put animal after it. Snow bunny animal.
All righty, I'll do that too.
Jacob, can we get a ruling? Snow bunnies?
I mean, I put in snow bunny animal, and guess what came up? A picture of a bunny in the snow.
Yeah, you know what came up for me when I typed in snow bunny animal? The proper name, which is snowshoe hare.
All right.
So that would be like calling a polar bear white bear.
Okay.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. It's tied 2-2. We're going to do a tiebreaker category, okay?
Oh, God.
All right. Let me find a good one. Here we go. This is a great one.
I'm nervous.
Producer Jacob, who's starting?
Katie.
Katie's going to start. Katie, your category, famous men with mustaches. Go.
Oh, my God.
Tom Selleck.
That's it.
That means Katie is our winner today.
Oh, my God. Oh, Hitler. Oh, God.
Jeez.
That's it. And that's Tom Selleck and Hitler.
Listen, Gavin, you got one text that said Arctic hairs that someone has.
Arctic hair.
Right. Well, doesn't matter now because Katie won.
Not a snow bunny.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.